World Book Day is all about celebrating the magic of books and reading. RNIB is proud to continue to support World Book Day's mission to give every child and young person a book of their own. There are 13 titles that children can buy with a £1 book token they'll receive on World Book Day. But RNIB has made these available free in audio and in braille. The books are roughly divided into age groups, nursery, primary and secondary. The first book for early readers is There's a Wolf in Your Book by Tom Fletcher. Wow, monster, dragon, alien and witch have made you a book. Jump in to explore the interactive adventure inside, but make sure you watch out for the big bad wolf.
Who's in your book? There's a cheeky monster, a cute little dragon, a slimy alien, and a clever witch. And look, they've made you a book. A book inside a book. They've even dressed up for you. Turn the page to start the story. Once upon a time, there were some little piggies. 1, 2, 3 little pigs. Alien piggy, dragon piggy, and monster piggy. Let's hope they don't meet a big, bad wolf. Eek!
There's a Wolf in Your Book by Tom Fletcher is followed by Luna Loves World Book Day. Written by Joseph Coilo, today is World Book Day and Luna can't wait. She has the whole day planned. Dress up as her favourite book character, a unicorn, meet an author and illustrator, buy a new book with her book token. But disaster, Luna the unicorn's costume has ripped. Can Dad come to the rescue? With a magic potato.
Luna Loves World Book Day by me, Joseph Coilo. Mum drops Luna off at school. All of the children are dressed as their favourite book characters. There are cats and dragons, wizards and robots. Luna is dressed as her favourite book character, a unicorn. Check. In assembly, an author and an illustrator talk about their books. Their words and pictures vibrate around the hall. They read poems and stories and get the whole school to draw. Meet an author and illustrator. Check.
Luna Loves World Book Day by Joseph Coilo is followed by What the Ladybird Heard by Julia Donaldson. The story play. One clever ladybird, two bungling burglars, and a whole farmyard of fun. The first story in the What the Ladybird Heard series has been adapted by author Julia Donaldson into a fun and easy-to-read play script. Perfect for reading aloud, acting out, and even putting on your very own play.
Story start. Animals take up their places in the farmyard, herded in by the farmer. Once upon a farm lived a fat red hen, a duck in a pond and a goose in a pen, a woolly sheep, a hairy hog, a handsome horse and a dainty dog, a cat that meowed and a cat that purred, a fine prize cow and a ladybird. And the cow said, "Moo," and the hen said, "Cluck." "Hiss," said the goose, and "Quack," said the duck. "Neigh," said the horse. "Oink," said the hog. "Baa," said the sheep. "Woof," said the dog.
What the Ladybird Heard, story play by Julia Donaldson. And our final young reader book is Gigantosaurus, Dino Spot, by author Johnny Duddle. I've made this thing I call a book. I might let you three have a look. We'll play my game called Dino Spot. To win, you'll have to spot the lot. Bonehead thinks he's the best dino spotter, but can he find a Gigantosaurus?
Gigantosaurus doesn't scare me. I'm too smart to be his tea. In fact, I'm a dino expert. I really am the best. You might know the names of some, but I know all the rest. I found these juicy berries bigger than your eyes. They do look quite delicious, and they will be our prize.
Rounding off the books for younger readers, Gigantosaurus, Dino Spot by Johnny Duddle. The first book for primary-aged children is Planet Omar, Operation Kind by Zainab Mayan. One of Omar's best friends, Daniel, has a little sister who goes to hospital regularly. He usually finds it easy to cheer her up when she's there, but this time he feels he needs to do something extra special. Enter Omar and their other best friend, Charlie, to help with Operation Kind. The boys try to come up with the perfect surprise for Susie, and when they find out her favourite author is in the UK for just one day, it feels like it was meant to be. Can the boys overcome all of the ridiculous obstacles that get thrown in their path and face their fears in a race against time to get a signed copy of the book for Susie?
Ew! That was me, complaining about the sight I was seeing. Daniel had stuck 2 after 8 chocolate wrappers up his nose. One in each nostril. The wrappers just smell so yummy that I had to do it. I want to smell them for ages, he explained, as if it was the most normal thing to do if you thought something smelt nice. I like the smell of strawberries, but you don't see me walking around with them up my nose, I said. That's only because they wouldn't fit. That made me explode with laughter. Sometimes Daniel can be so ridiculous.
Planet Omar Operation Kind by Zainab Mayan is followed by Protect the Planet by Jess French. Our planet is precious, and it's up to us to take care of it. You may feel small, but your small actions can make a big difference. This book will teach you that by acting with kindness towards other people, plants, animals and yourself, you can help protect the planet.
Protective ozone. A blanket of gases many miles above Earth, called the ozone layer, stops dangerous rays from the sun reaching the Earth. This protects all living things from harm. Good for our health. When the natural system is working well, spending time in it can be really good for our physical and mental well-being. Amazing atmosphere. Gases in the air, called atmosphere, allow the right amounts of heat to enter and leave Earth. If we put too much carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, the Earth will become too hot and lead to what is known as climate change. Animal breathers. Animals breathe in oxygen and release carbon dioxide. Incredible oceans. Tiny plants in the ocean take in carbon dioxide and give out oxygen. The ocean itself absorbs heat and spreads it around the planet.
Protect the Planet by Jess French. And staying in the ecological realm with her next book, The River Whale by Sita Brahmachari. Emmy has always loved wild swimming. One day, she hopes to become a marine biologist. Tomorrow is the first step towards that goal, completing her entry-level diving certificate. But our plans for a good night's sleep are ruined by a strange and vivid dream of a distressed whale in the river. At school, she tries to shake it off, but discovers that her nightmare has leaked into reality. Emmy and her friend Cosmo must head for the Thames on a mission to save the trapped river whale.
The distant call of the chronometers now tap, tap, tapping at the tiles. Breaking time, the pool cracks open and I'm swimming into aquamarine startling, sparkling, blue planet, ocean, light. Almost free, more whale than human, entering a bright, clean, watery world. Rainbow fish dart at my eyes. Shoals of fluorescent colour, too shimmery to be real. Drifting, floating, swirling, emerging, expelling glittering fountains, breathing in again, before returning, moving slow and sure through wild water, in dreaming distance. Let me go into the wild. Let me swim free. But thoughts pincer into me. Please let me stay in dream time. There is nowhere I want to be more. But like it or not, I'm blasted back to the waking shore. Must prepare for diving test. Foghorn thoughts bolt me upright. If you don't pass tomorrow, maybe you never will. If I get my certificate, Clinton's got to keep his promise before he goes off travelling.
The River Whale by Sita Brahmachari. Now moving from the river to the rooftops, in Sky Steppers by Catherine Rundell. High above the streets of Paris live the Rooftoppers, a secret gang of children who eat, sleep and tumble amongst the chimney pots. It's a perilous life, but for Mario and Mercedes, the adventure is only just beginning.
It was the evening of Mario's 11th birthday, and he was stealing a cucumber. There were many ways in which it could have been fine, and only one in which it could have been a disaster. Unfortunately, as Mario found, probabilities don't always play nice. He had done it many times before. If the woman behind whom he was hiding had not moved, if the two policemen had not been bored and looking for something to do, everything for the rest of his life might have been different. Instead, the woman twisted to pick up a cabbage, one of the policemen gave a sudden roar, and Mario and the cucumber took off through the lamplit streets of Paris. He was fast, and he knew how to move through a crowd. He dodged in front of one carriage, behind another, around a man on a bicycle, who yelled something which Mario might, in less urgent moments, have carefully memorised for later use. He ducked under the belly of a vast horse. For a second, he thought about swinging up onto it and away. But the horse was attached to the rubbish cart, and it seemed impractical.
"Stop him! Stop that boy!"
The policemen were gaining on him.
Sky Steppers by Catherine Rundell. The first in our third batch of books for slightly older readers is Little Bad Man and the Radioactive Samosa by Humza Arshad and Henry White. You've heard of Little Bad Man, right? No? Oh well, doesn't matter. You will one day. He's gonna be big. 12-year-old Humza Khan, aka Little Bad Man, is amongst lots of other things, Eggington's greatest rapper, a ninja, an all-round legend. That's all according to Humza. And to be honest, Eggington, his hometown, is quite small. He has saved the world a couple of times though, from alien slugs and evil time-travelling teachers. As we join this adventure, Humza and his two friends, Umar and Wendy, have narrowly avoided being hit by a rock from outer space. What does get hit, though, is a box of delicious samosas, which turn radioactive.
4 minutes later, we were standing in Umar's bedroom,
looking down into a little cage.
"Aren't they amazing?" said Uma, beaming with pride.
I really hope you're not talking about these rats," I replied, "because I could be eating popcorn and watching superheroes beating each other up right now."
"They're not rats," said Uma, looking offended. "They're hamsters."
They looked pretty ratty to me. They had ratty little faces, big ratty eyes, and they were crawling all over each other like, well, rats.
"This is what you dragged me round here for, to check out your plague rats."
"They're not rats," said Uma, rolling his eyes. "My mum said I could either have hamsters or goldfish, so it was a no-brainer, really."
"I thought all your decisions were no-brainers," I replied with a grin.
"Ha ha, very funny," said Uma, without actually laughing. "It doesn't really matter what you think. I know they're brilliant. I've been training them all day."
Little Badman and the Radioactive Samosa by Holmes Arshad and Henry White is followed by Football Stories. Written by Alexander Bellos and Ben Littleton, discover 20 mind-blowing football stories in this awesome collection created for World Book Day. Find out the true stories of the star players, top teams and game changers who have shaped football history. Stories include the secret behind Lionel Messi's success, the footballer who poos on the pitch, the greatest goat in football, and the incredible story of women's football after World War I.
Friends and rivals. When he was in Barcelona's youth academy, Fatty formed a devastating strike partnership with a player from Japan called Takefusa Kubo. In one season for the under-12s, the pair scored 130 goals between them. Kubo left Barcelona, but ended up back in Spain when he signed for Real Madrid. Fatty and Kubo have not let their club's rivalry ruin their friendship. Mates before teams.
Football Stories by Alexander Bellos and Ben Littleton, which is followed by Killjoy by Holly Jackson. Pippa Fitzamobi is not in the mood for her friend's murder mystery party, especially one that involves 1920s fancy dress and pretending that their town, Little Kilton, is an island called Joy. But when the game begins, Pip finds herself drawn into the make-believe world of intrigue, deception and murder. But as Pip plays detective, teasing out the identity of the killer clue by clue, the murder of the fictional Reginald Remy isn't the only case on her mind. And our final book is Skullduggery Pleasant by Derek Landy. Three ancient gods are freed from their prison with only one desire: to destroy the planet and everyone on it. To save us all, Skullduggery Pleasant and Valkyrie Kane must go undercover in a Dublin school. Skullduggery has to blend in with the teaching staff, while Valkyrie has to pass for an ordinary schoolgirl. Above all else, no matter what happens, they both must act completely and utterly normal. We are so dead.
She surprised him then by telling him something so brain-punchingly interesting that it changed his life forever. She told him, in that hesitant way of hers, that magic was real and that she was magic, and so was he. At first, he thought she was just telling him a story to entertain him. But when she clicked her fingers and conjured a fireball into her hand, it all started to make sense. The odd occurrences, the weird coincidences, the objects that moved on their own. That was magic. His grandmother explained that there were rules for people like them. There were styles of magic he could specialise in, other magical people, sorcerers or mages he could meet. She told him about the sanctuaries around the world and the wars that had been fought between the sorcerers who wanted to enslave ordinary people and the sorcerers who wanted to protect them. He had such a life ahead of him, she said. Such wonders to uncover. She taught him some things. How to move objects by manipulating the air around them. How to make strands of energy dance in the palms of his hands. How to click his fingers and generate sparks. She told him about the three names that sorcerers have. The name they're given, the name they take, and their true name, the source of all their power.
Our final World Book Day book, Skullduggery Pleasant by Derek Landy. And finally, there is one more book in the Welsh language. Here's Lynn Morgan.
Thanks, Robert. That book is Ha Ha Knek by Hugh Aron, packed with jokes and cartoons, along with some of Hugh's unique characters.
For more information, search for World Book Day or call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 or visit rniblibrary.com.